Encounters with Grace, looking for love in all the right places. Encounters with Grace is a compilation of essays, prose, and images based on the musings of the urban herbalist Charlene Marie Muhammad. In 2019, Encounters with Grace is dedicated to 365 days of Finding Nemo, never-ending moments of openness to the universal principles of peace. Encounter number 20. Peas in a pod. Join the CSA this spring, actualizing one of my 2019 goals to add a local nourishing source to my dinner plate. CSAs, community-supported agriculture, are fresh food buying clubs of a sort. They provide wonderful opportunities to learn about what food grows locally and in season. Participating in a CSA also requires the virtue of the three C's: curiosity, courage, and creativity. Why the three C's? Because if you're an urban girl like myself, the vegetation stuff of the homegrown kind does not always look like food, especially in the early parts of the growing season where every week green stuff appears claiming to be more than lettuce. One must A, be curious enough to eagerly investigate new cuisine, B, have the courage to sample a taste of new chow, and C, create a recipe that one's partner will gobble with minimum comment. Fortunately, this week, I got a few familiars. One fine sample was a sack of green peas. Peas were never a favorite food, but this is because most of my recent memories of eating them were soggy preparations out of a can. This sack, though, catapulted me back to an early summer memory, sitting on the front stoop of my best friend's grandmother, shucking peas. Musing through this dinner preparation day, I mindlessly took a sack of pea pods out of the fridge, washed them in the colander, and then sat down on the couch and instinctively began shucking them. Wow, I thought, how did you know how to do this? And then I remembered us, sitting on Ma Pearl's stoop with bowls in our laps, shucking peas. Although we lived in an inner city community known as the Project, Ma Pearl cultivated a small garden out of the lot we called a front yard, a resemblance of her country roots from the South. Tomatoes, squash, green beans, and peas I recall us harvesting from her garden. Food preparation in the summertime was always a familiar event, with wee bunches of children running amok between our row homes. Best way to get us to sit still for a while was snapping beans or shucking peas. We had to earn our dinner. Turning my intention back to this modern-day process, I marvel at the pearls of vegetation buried beneath the skins of emerald pods. Green peas are one of nature's powerhouse foods. A strong source of vitamins A, B complex, C, and K, 3/4 cup of green peas has more protein than a 1/2 cup of almonds or 2 tablespoons of peanut butter. Green peas are high in fiber, low in fat, and contain no LDL. That's not so good for you cholesterol. And yes, the fresh organic kind are sweetly delicious. Conveniently eating processed food out of a can or a frozen bag, one takes for granted all the work we must do in order to get a few peas out of a pod. Shucking peas out of a pod does take time. 30 minutes after beginning the process of shucking what is approximately 1/2 pound of peas, I yielded all of 3/4 cup. And yet, like all good things, proper nourishment commands time and one's mindful intention to that which we call food. Pea pods are like pearls of wisdom that we must excavate from its hole in order to create life for ourselves by consuming the sustenance nature graciously provides in its essence. Food for thought for those who strive to live life more mindfully. Be well.